Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this is a podcast for women who want to have a close relationship with God, but just don't know how, or they want to strengthen their walk with God, but just don't know how. I'm here to help you, give you tips, tools, things that I've learned from the Bible, my own walk, and you might hear from another few ladies as well, on how to have a true, deep, strong, meaningful relationship with God like never before. Okay, so today's podcast, I know, like, I usually talk about speaking tips. Yes, I know that. But today, like, because it's my birthday month, I thought we should just talk all about me. Yes, myself. So I wanted to just share a little bit. If you follow me, like, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, then you'll hear a little bit more about my favorite stuff. So today's podcast is just going to be all about myself, so you can get to know me a little bit, the person behind all of that voiceover stuff and the speaking coaching stuff, la 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 la. Okay, so where do I start? Some of my favorite stuff, I don't even know. Like, okay, so my favorite food, gosh, it's, you know, when it comes to food, yeah, it's like one of them things, like, okay, if I say this, I say this, but then I like this. I love Chinese food the day after. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you ever get that? Like, you put it in a container, you eat it a little bit, eat the next day, it's like it's banging. I don't know what they do to it. It just tastes really nice. That's one of my favorite foods. So I'll give you like seven of my favorite stuff. First of all, we'll talk about food, one of my favorite topics. Favorite food is definitely, I like Chinese, but of course I'm born and bred Jamaican. Do you know what I'm saying? I love curry goat, steamed fish, stewed chicken, jerk chicken, if it's done good by on the grill by a proper yardie man who knows what they're doing, not just this little ting ting. Do you know what I'm saying? I love even like festival and dumpling stuff with ackee, and oh, you know, it's like ackee's like £5.50 in Asda, it's not cheap at all. Okay, so I love food. For me, it's not just like yeah, I love to shovel it in. It's not that. Food for me, it links into so many great memories growing up as a child and new memories I make as an adult. Like, we'd always have like parties, my mom and dad would be cooking, like everybody could cook in like my family. Food was a big thing, and like, if you haven't had Jamaican food yet, you're missing out. If you haven't had it this week, you're missing out, love. So just even like, and there's not just not all meat, there's like, you know, there's the vegan stuff, like, you know, festival, there's ackee without the saltfish. There's loads of stuff you can do, like green banana yam planting. Oh yeah, yeah. It's like the list is coming out. So for me, food, I love food. The taste of it, the experience of it, the quality time. My food, it brings back some great memories of growing up as a child, going out to Jamaica. And Jamaica's got, like, if you're in the country, this like a kind of smoky smell, because everyone's like smoking the food out on the grill outside. Someone's burning something. So, you know, like, it's that type of thing. So it just has a lot of, brings a lot of, I don't know, sentimentality, memories like that. That's why I really love food in that way. I don't love Nyamin. I don't care. I love Nyamin food. That's probably what I'd say is one of my favorites, food. Sorry, I just moved my microphone. It might sound a little funny for those just listening. And one of my favorite places to go, obviously, if you didn't hear, I'm born and bred in London. I love London. It's one of the greatest cities in the world. Everybody wants to be in London. And everybody, I'm telling you, everybody is here. If you go on the train, whatever line, you're going to hear accents and languages from all over the world. You hear people from Romania, you hear Italians, you hear Arab, you will hear every language. You'll hear Urdu, you will hear Punjabi, you will hear everything you're gonna hear if you ride on the train in London. Everybody's here. Everybody from every country you'll find here. Even the smallest place, I don't know, some island near Maldives, you'll find them here. Everybody's in London. That's what I love. It's like a mixing pot. If you're willing to mix, that's the thing. Some people are a bit too stush. They want to stay in the area and they don't want to mix with this, that, and they're like, whatever. So that's what I really love about being in London. It's like you can meet everybody and learn different languages, or hear some. You can be quite multicultural if you choose to, depending particularly on where you live as well. Yeah, depend on where you live as well, or where you roam, where you go, who you choose to move with. And I just love London. I love it all. I love East. I love North is okay, a little still sometimes. I love North. I love South. I feel at home at South. West is cool. I'm not a carnival girl, but I do remember the days. I just love London. There's some real cute parts that you can go to. Like you go Primrose Hill, you see everything. You can go on the London Eye. You can go to Brick Lane. It's so wide and vast. You go to Ladbroke Grove. You go Brixton, where the market is. You go London Bridge. Hi, yeah. There's so many places. If you ain't been London, you're watching this or listening to this wherever in the world, I ask you, just come. Come and see. Come and see what's going on there, yeah? My other favorite place I'm going to tell you about is favorite countries I like to go. I don't have one in particular. Of course, I have the top one, Jamaica. You go to Jamaica, right? You don't want to leave. You want to just tear up your passport like that and just call yourself some different name and just say, I'm living here. That's it. I've forgotten about my life. It's so nice. The food, the music, the people, the sun, everything. Everything. Yes, of course, it's got hard times. It's a third world country like any other. But there's something about the vibe there. There's something about the vibe. I don't know, something just like sweets you somehow, some way. And I love Jamaica. It's, again, if you ain't been London, you ain't been Jamaica, you gotta go. You just got, it's one of those places that you can't talk about it. Is it Biggie Smalls? I said, don't talk about it, be about it. Yeah, obviously, I'm not really got a rapper's voice. But I just love, I love Jamaica. I ain't been in a while, but it's one of those places when you go, you're like, where have I been? Where have I been all my life, you know? So I love Jamaica. And then one time, one year, we used to just pick like random holidays. So one year we went to, I picked this one. We went to Morocco, Marrakesh, Morocco. Oh my gosh, it was lovely. It was hot. We went in August. It was like proper hot. Probably wouldn't suggest you go in August because it was becoming unbecoming, as my one of my friends from my old job used to say. It's becoming unbecoming. It was proper hot, but the people were so nice. The hospitality was great, and I really just loved it. I just thought it was just great to be there. It was lovely and hot. In the evenings, everyone goes to like the souks and all of that type of stuff, and going out to eat, like it's a lot. I saw a lot of family as well, I must say. Lots of family orientated people going out and stuff like that. And I just love, whoop. So I'm obviously trying to put my phone in as well at the same time. So I'm recording on my phone. So yeah, as I was saying, one of my other favorite places is to go is Marrakesh. It's so amazing. I don't know anyone from there. Everyone was really nice and kind and hospitable. Hospitable, yeah, hospitable. It was amazing. I really loved it. It was just so great, and everyone was like running around wanting to do something. Of course, it's a tourism country. I know. I've been Jamaica. It's the same type of thing. They make the money off you, isn't it? I'm not stupid. It was amazing. The heat, the food. It was nice. It was really nice. I want to go Dubai, actually. I've been watching a couple of TV shows. I want to go Dubai. I haven't been Dubai. A couple of people have been. One of my friends is actually in Abu Dhabi. And she said, that's the flex. That's the place, Abu Dhabi. And I had a friend as well from Bahrain. She was lovely. Bahrain sounds like a nice place to go as well. My favorite color, I don't know if you've guessed it. Have I given away the clue? My favorite color is purple. If you didn't know, now you know. So you want to get me something, get me a watch, get me some clothes, get me flowers. If you're doing something with purple, you're going to be winning, yeah? And then my favorite scripture, because every day I start the day reading the Bible, praying. If you don't pray, listen, I don't know what type of life you're leading, brother, but. Or my sister, you need to fix your life. Honestly, let me read you my favorite scripture. Psalm 27, verse 13 to 14. But listen, switch up, put it in the TPT version. What? Let's go. Everyone whose birthday is, whose whatever it is, anniversary, wedding, spiritual birthday, blah, blah, blah. I send the scripture. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you. I love this scripture because it just reminds you that even in the hard times, darkest times, listen, you know them times you're like, la, God, I can't move on. You know those times. It's okay. God's got your back. Yeah. Favorite song is obviously Candy. Everyone gets up dancing at the weddings. I love old school R&B. I love all type of music. I love instrumental when I'm working, just some lo-fi, casual instrumental. And my favorite perfume is this old school one, Emporio Armani from back in the day. So that's a little bit about me. I hope that's helped you. Happy birthday to me. Thank you so much for listening to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. I hope you learned so much from this episode and you're able to strengthen your walk with God like never before, yeah? I'm so grateful for you listening and just following along and for your support every single week. I'm so grateful. Now, if you love the podcast and you want to learn a little bit more, you need a little bit more on how to strengthen your walk with God, I hear you, my love. I want you to go onto my website, right? lydiasladies.com, because I have an audiobook on there which is all affirmations based on faith and scriptures in the Bible, not no woo-woo girl, all scriptures and affirmations on the Bible. So things like I am strong, I am confident, you know. So if you need that in your life, it's just an audiobook to help you have that reminder of how great a woman you are, to remind you that you are the Deborah, Proverbs 31, the Esther in the life that God has given you. Okay. So if you want to delve deep and you want an audiobook to remind you how good and great you are, and you love a bit of affirmations, and even better because they're based on the Bible, then my dear, go ahead onto the website, www.lydiasladies.com. Go on there and check out the affirmations audiobook. You can listen to a sample. You can try before you buy, okay? So go on there, have a little look, and see how the affirmations audiobook is going to help you grow closer to God like never before.